It's time for Ask Dr. Daria on RadioMD.com. Do you have a question? Tweet your questions to @ShareCareNow using #ShareCareRadio or email your questions to AskDrDaria @RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Daria.
Welcome back. Dr. Daria here. February is National Eating Disorder Awareness Month, so we wanted to dedicate an entire segment to this really important topic. Joining me is Dr. Pamela Peek, an internationally renowned physician, nutrition, and fitness expert, and assistant professor at the University of Maryland. Dr. Peek, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, I'm looking forward to talking. Let's do it.
Let's get started. So one of our listeners has written, "Sometimes I go on eating binges and can't stop eating everything in sight, even though I'm full. I don't throw up after, but I feel very sick. Do I have an eating disorder, and what can I do to stop this from happening?"
The answer is there's a very good chance you do. If you have food in front of you, ask yourself these two questions, which are very important. One, if after eating that particular food product, do you feel loss of control? Two, do you feel shame, blame, and guilt after eating that? These are clearly not only eating disorder issues, but they also cross over into, really, addiction. 50% of people with eating disorders have substance abuse issues, and it could be, you know, almost anything. So what you need to do is ask yourself, what is going on here? Why am I binging? Because what you're defining there is a binge, and that is eating way beyond any point of satisfaction and satiety. What's going on here? Repeated episodes of the binge eating, what kind of behavior is followed? If you're someone who then exercises for 9 hours at the gym, you've got an eating disorder. And you need to sit down, and what I would highly recommend is that you either go into your regular primary care physician, or you go to a registered dietitian who has experience in this. This is like a subspecialty. Not all registered dietitians, you know, work with disordered eating. So it's very easy to find them in your locale. All you have to do is look up the registered dietitians in your local area, and they'll usually have something on their website or whatever about their subspecialty. Sit down and get to the bottom of it, because if you're just beginning to do this now, this is not good. We need to get to the brunt of it right now.
That's really great to know, looking at the motivations and then getting help. I really like that. That's really helpful for everyone. On to another topic that's, you know, I think interesting for all parents is one listener said, "My child is slightly overweight, and I want to encourage her to eat healthier and start exercising, but I don't want to encourage an eating disorder. You know, how do I navigate this fine line?" I see the conflict she's having. It's really a fine line.
Oh, well, here's the deal. Everyone get involved in the family, right? You don't leperize a child. Hi, you're the one who exercises. You're the one who has to eat well. Meanwhile, someone in the corner is chowing down on Doritos, and someone else is doing, you know, no exercise at all. You know, if you want to help a child at any age, by the way, it's a family affair. And in all my years of working in this field, I have found that the people who do the best are the ones who do it collectively with that group support, that group fellowship. It's so terribly important, number one. Number two, don't use the word diet. Get away from that mentality, please. Instead, get the child involved at multiple levels. Have the child help you buy food. Let's do the grocery shopping together. Teach the child about healthy foods. And never acquaint it with weight. Like, if you eat that, you'll drop lots of weight. Forget that. It's all about health, wellness, joy, fitness, all uplifting. Have the child help you cook. And then when you take a walk, the child comes with you. When you are throwing the ball, when you do whatever your physical activities are, if it's child-friendly, bring the child along. Get the child also involved in a lot of fun things. Fun. Everything from, you know, martial arts to dance to whatever, so that you always view it and frame it as fun and wonderful, and isn't this great? The minute you start doing the diet weight thing, you're setting yourself up for a nightmare. Just don't do that. But remember, the best mentor for that child is you.
I love that. That's a fantastic point. And doing it together as a family, it's not just support, it's fun, and you're role modeling for your child as well. I mean, our children will mimic what we do, everything they do. I know even my little one-year-old child. So that I love that point. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for all parents. On to our next question is a harder one from a reader, and she says, I'm recovering from bulimia and have not had my period in about a year. Will I ever get it back? Am I infertile? And do I need to use birth control right now?
Well, first of all, get ye to your doctor. Okay, don't be sitting here, you know, doing the online diagnosis and just trying to, you know, stream through pages on websites to figure this out. Get in there. Now, you need some blood work done. Let's look at your, you know, I assume it's a female. Let's look at your female hormones. Let's look at everything about you. How about your thyroid hormone? And you really want to understand how long were you bulimic? What were you doing while you were bulimic? What was the pattern of your menstrual cycles while you were bulimic? How did you manifest bulimia? You know, the grand majority of them purged, about 90% purge. But they also overexercise. They use laxatives. There's many other things going on here. And when you have a history like this, and clearly the longer, the greater the magnitude here, the metabolic problems that you end up with and the cessation or the interruption of menstrual cycle is a very common one, just becomes more, you know, acute. So get yourself into your primary care person and let them work this out with you right now. I'm also concerned about, you say you're over it, but what are you doing right now? Are you eating junk food? What are you doing? So you need to sit down and regroup and get this thing organized right now.
I really like that a kind of a common message you're saying for everyone is, you know, talk to your doctor, talk to a dietitian, get help. These are challenging medical problems, and really it helps to have support, whoever it is. I like that. Can you tell us, you know, another reader asked, you know, is there a common demographic for eating disorders?
Well, you know, eating disorders kind of wide. I mean, there are a number of them. But what I can tell you is the most common one is binge eating disorder, which of course is inherent in bulimia, which is binging and then, you know, trying to overcompensate for it with self-destructive behavior. So the grand majority of people out there are actually bingers. The mass majority are women. Although, interestingly, statistics show that men are picking up at a much faster pace than women, and especially among gay men. And so that's a new development that we've seen. Mass majority of the average onset is during the teen years for a female. And so that's what
okay. Now, speaking of, you know, of that, for whatever age they are, our last question is, somebody says they've had anorexia for over been trying to recover from anorexia for over 5 years, seen a nutritionist, therapist, even been on depression drugs, nothing has worked. Any final tips you can give them?
Get yourself into a specialist. I mean, a major league specialist. You're going to have to look at multiple cognitive therapies and other therapies mentally to be able to deal with this, because this is a very, very serious issue. It's the highest level of mortality. And so this must be taken care of. You may need to go in residence. And there are fantastic places out there where you can go and really work this out, because maybe being in the real world right now is not working for you. You need to be able to be away from that long enough to regroup. I may recommend in residence.
Okay. So again, you know, really giving people information that these are hard. Don't try to do these yourself. Don't try to do it by looking at information online. Get support, get help. There's nothing wrong with that, and that is a way to help yourself succeed. You know, that's all the time we have for today. Dr. Peek, thank you so very much for your help. This has been so helpful to everybody. And to our viewers, to connect with Dr. Peek, you can find more from her at drpeek.com, that is P-E-E-K-E, or her Facebook page, Dr. Pam Peek. Remember to send us your questions on Twitter at ShareCareNow using the hashtag ShareCareRadio, and your questions could get answered on the air. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD, where we help you be your healthiest you. Thanks for listening, and stay well.